From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senate Democrats appear set to lose another key member, but as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, that could turn out better for the party as it faces tough election challenges this year.
The expected announcement that Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd will not seek re-election, coupled with North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan's decision not to run either, could put the Democrats' majority in the Senate to the test. With Dodd and Dorgan out, Democrats have four open seats to defend. Democrats have viewed Dodd's seat as the most vulnerable. Dodd's poll numbers have weakened since he ran for president in 2008, and he's fought off criticism that he received favorable treatment on two mortgages while serving as chairman of the committee that oversees mortgage lenders. But his decision now could make it more likely that his seat will remain in Democratic hands. The popular longtime state attorney general, Richard Blumenthal, has told the Associated Press that he plans to run to replace Dodd. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Top intelligence officers say they will make sure agents share and pull together information to prevent terrorist attacks. President Obama has demanded quick changes after a man carrying explosives in his clothing boarded a plane bound for Detroit on Christmas Day.
Now, I will accept that intelligence by its nature is imperfect, but it is increasingly clear that intelligence was not fully analyzed or fully leveraged. That's not acceptable, and I will not tolerate it.
The bombing attempt failed. Mr. Obama has said that was not because the intelligence system worked, but rather because other passengers tackled and restrained the subject. Officials say a security camera was streaming images but not recording them on Sunday evening at Newark International Airport in New Jersey when a security breach occurred. The man who walked into a secure area through a checkpoint exit still has not been identified or located. A bomb-sniffing dog prompted a partial shutdown of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport yesterday afternoon. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more.
The dog was on routine patrol in the baggage area when it alerted its handler to a single piece of luggage. It turned out to be a pink bag used repeatedly by ground workers to designate the last of the luggage from a flight. Pat Hogan is a spokesman for the airport.
We don't know what it was about the bag that caused the dog to alert, but there are any number of things that can cause that to happen. At any rate, we evacuated portions of the terminal out of a precaution to make sure that if there was, in fact, something in the bag, nobody would be injured.
The bag had not been on a flight, and airline operations continued as usual. The evacuation lasted about an hour and a half. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
Wall Street stocks are higher in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up a fraction. The S&P 500 is down one. This is NPR News. Forecasters say the unusually chilly weather across much of the U.S. could continue through the weekend. Farmers in the South are doing all they can to protect crops, including winter vegetables, citrus fruit, and strawberries. Florida's governor has authorized state agencies to help. Sources say a new CEO is coming to the United States Olympic Committee. The group is struggling to repair a tarnished image. An official announcement is scheduled today. NPR's Howard Berkus says the choice is believed to be a former U.S. Olympic executive.
The sources include two U.S. Olympic insiders informed of the decision and a news release set to go out Wednesday but already distributed internally. They all say that former chief counsel and acting CEO Scott Blackmon will return as the new U.S. Olympic chief after a decade away from the group. Blackmon is hailed as having a combination of corporate management and Olympic experience. The eight CEOs since have mostly had model corporate pedigrees but little knowledge of the Olympic world. Instability and infighting threatened the Olympic mission as the USOC lost influence among international Olympic officials, culminating in Chicago's failed attempt to host the 2016 Olympics. Blackmon now goes for the gold for stability. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Randy Johnson is ending an outstanding career in Major League Baseball. The 6'10" San Francisco Giants pitcher says he's done all he can in the game and is retiring after 22 years in the majors. He's a 5-time Cy Young Award winner and a 10-time All-Star. In football, the Washington Redskins are reported to be hiring a new coach. He's Mike Shanahan, a former Denver Broncos coach. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.